18.
Some people tell you that what a dissatisfied customer really wants is to have the opportunity to spend his money again. You may have to resort to this, a refund, or perhaps some form of credit. However, this may lose a customer and will certainly lose that particular deal. Try a bit of persuasion. Remind your customer why he chose your product in the first place. Give him a new one and save him the trouble of making further decisions.
It's often the case that a complaint about faulty equipment really means the customer is doing something wrong. Of course, considerable tact is called for when this happens. Don't make them feel foolish. What they need is some guidance, and this should be provided without further cost. Make sure any damage done has been put right, and then set up the familiarization session. Problem solved, customer happy, equipment saved from any more misuse.
20. When a customer complains, it's important to be sympathetic, but businesslike as well. Do apologize, of course, and then, taking a personal interest in the way the equipment will be used, suggest a newer, more recent model, rather than simply replacing the original one. This is often a good solution because it not only deals with a complaint, but also the client feels they've got away with a bit extra to make up for the inconvenience.
21.
I don't think all complaints can be dealt with in the same way. Basically, you've got to solve the immediate problem to try to keep the customer's confidence. Sometimes guaranteeing your product for a longer period can be a good way to do this. Fix what's wrong as quickly as possible and show you're prepared to do so a second time if necessary. Point out that the customer won't have any worries, at least not until they need an upgrade.
22.
It's a good idea to let the customer know why there's been a problem. It shows you are prepared to be honest, and you might win a bit of sympathy. They realize that things don't always go right for the supplier either. But the most satisfactory thing to do is to offer a refund. Then, of course, they are more likely to deal with you again when they need a replacement.
22. Now listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.